Harper Audio presents Guys Read the Sports Pages, edited by John Shesta, performed by Robertson Dean, Christian Rummel, Mike Rylander, and J.D. Jackson. Before we begin, I grew up with five brothers, and we played a lot of sports. We played the big ones like baseball, basketball, football, and hockey. We also played golf, tennis, lacrosse, soccer, bowling, ultimate frisbee, guts frisbee, skateboarding, wiffle ball, water skiing, snow skiing, swimming, water polo, wrestling, boxing, rugby, bicycle racing, canoe racing, sailing, kayaking, rafting, rowing, ping pong, billiards, horseshoes, bocce ball, motorcycle racing, car racing, demolition derby, fencing, snowshoeing, bow hunting, fishing, shooting, knife throwing, rock climbing, ice skating, racquetball, volleyball, badminton, handball, squash, weightlifting, running, long jumping, high jumping, shot putting, javelin tossing, darts, croquet, floor hockey, underwater hockey, kickball, surfing, snowboarding, curling, wood chopping, arm wrestling, leg wrestling, and thumb wrestling. With our friends and little brothers, we also played sports we invented. Frisbee butt water skiing, 360 spring hoop power dunk basketball, apple war, full contact volleyball, BB gun biathlon, running hatchet toss, demolition sledding, bicycle polo, midnight ice sailing, tree jumping, log tossing, daredevil stunt rope swinging, group brawling, tree chopping, tree burning, speed pizza eating. In fact, now that I think of it, most of the things we did we turned into a sport, a contest, a competition. Even if it was a race to get into the car to go to church, we competed to see who was fastest, strongest, best. So, in keeping with that spirit of competitive sports, here is a collection of the fastest, strongest, funniest, wildest, and best sports stories, all written exclusively for Guys Read. My son Jake, an amazing athlete and long-suffering receiver of lame sports books, once wisely explained to me that just because a guy likes to play sports doesn't mean he likes to read about them. That is so true. But there is something about a good sports story that is exactly like a good game. The good game and the good story both reveal character and truths bigger than the game or the story. And like any good sport, a good sports story depends on teamwork. It needs a writer willing to give his or her best and a reader willing to do the same. Take a look at any one of the stories in this collection. There is everything from football to friendship to baseball to fighting and a lot more in between. This bunch of writers brought their best. Now show us what you've got. John Shesta. How I Won the World Series by Dan Gutman. The story I'm about to tell you is so amazing, so improbable, and so preposterous, you're going to think I must have made it up. But I swear every word of it is true. This is not fiction. You may have heard that the Boston Red Sox lost the 1986 World Series to the New York Mets because a guy named Bill Buckner let a ground ball go through his legs. It's a lie. The truth is that the Red Sox lost that game because of me, Dan Gutman. I won the World Series that year. That's every kid's fantasy, isn't it? It sure was when I was a kid. You're standing there at home plate. The bases are loaded. Your team is three runs down in the bottom of the ninth, seventh and deciding game of the World Series. There are two outs, full count. It all comes down to one pitch. The crowd is going crazy. It's all up to you. And you hit a walk-off grand salami that wins it all. It didn't exactly happen that way, but I do feel that I was responsible for the outcome of the 1986 World Series. Let me explain. The story actually starts a bit earlier. Well, a lot earlier, back on January 5th, 1920. That was the day the Red Sox sold a 24-year-old kid named Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees. Up until that point, the Red Sox were the kings of baseball. They'd won five of the first 15 World Series. Ruth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?